We now turn to our weekly feature, Political Corner. NPR's Juan Williams and our insiders have the latest from the nation's capital. Juan?
Thanks, Ed. We're joined now by Donna Brazile. She's the author of Cooking with Grease, and also, of course, she was the campaign manager for Al Gore's 2000 presidential campaign. Also joining us today, Reverend Joseph Watkins. He was an advisor to President Bush's 2004 presidential campaign and worked for the first President Bush at the White House. Thank you both for joining us.
Glad to.
Thank you, Juan.
Our first topic today is Hillary Clinton. The senator, as you know, is up for re-election in New York State in 2006, and some think it's just a precursor to the campaign for president in 2008. But the Republicans are already engaged in a Stop Her Now campaign in New York State, trying to raise money to do a Swift Boat Veterans-like attack on Hillary Clinton. What's going on, Joe Watkins? What is it exactly that this group, that Art Finkelstein thinks that he can say about Hillary, that her opponent, that the Republican Party can't say, that would preempt any thought of a presidential nomination or presidential run in 2008?
Well, my guess is that this 527 group is probably going to try to give the voters a complete view of Hillary Clinton's records of what she has said and done on a whole variety of issues. This group, I'm sure, will highlight those positions, some of which may have changed in the last few years, so that people can examine them.
Well, so you're talking about things like abortion?
Absolutely.
All right. Donna Brazile, will that work?
Absolutely not. Look, she's been a superb senator. She has high approval ratings from upstate New York as well as the city itself. She's pre-vetted. Voters know who she is. There's not much you can put in the public realm about Senator Clinton because people know her. They know her values. They know where she stands. First of all, Art Finkelstein is a major Republican strategist with deep ties to the Republican Party. He is very closely associated with the current governor of New York, George Pataki. So I believe that he's doing this to try to murk up the water before Mrs. Clinton decides what she's going to do in 2008.
But we know that the Swift Boat Veterans ads, no matter what you thought of them, worked and damaged John Kerry's presidential campaign. So what's to make us think that it would have any less effect on Hillary Clinton?
The bottom line is that John Kerry was not known by the American people. People know Hillary Clinton. Like Elvis and Oprah, she's on a first-name basis. She has high name recognition. She's been pre-vetted. People know her. They either like her or hate her. But as I said to some friends some time ago, George Bush was disliked by 40% of the American people. Look where he's sitting.
Laura Bush and her effort to reach out to young black kids in America's public schools, also part of her effort to talk to children of people who have been in jail, make sure that they don't repeat their parents' errors and end up in jail themselves. Joe Watkins, is this effort part of the larger strategy to reach out to black America?
I think so. I think it's a heartfelt effort. I was in a meeting with the president at the White House just a few days after he gave his State of the Union address back in January of this year. I was really moved at how sincere he was and is in wanting to do something about this. And his wife, Laura, shares that same honest sense of wanting to do something about the gang problem. And obviously, it's a deep problem. The problems that plague America's big cities are not going to be wiped out overnight by just spending millions of dollars. But clearly, the one good thing that presidents have and first ladies have is they have that bully pulpit, and they have the ability to go out and to bring attention to an issue and to help generate the kind of support that it needs to eradicate it.
Donna Brazile, does Laura Bush have any credibility on this front?
You know, she's a librarian. I'm sure this is an issue that emotionally and politically that she feels a need to address. I'm glad to see the Republicans put forward some new initiative to help out our young people. This is a major issue, not only affecting young black youth, but young Hispanic youth and young white youth. Gang violence is an American problem, and we need to find more ways to be effective in intervening in these young people's lives, to give them positive role models, to teach them about conflict resolution. I would hope Mrs. Bush would also invite members of the community to form public-private initiatives to create opportunities for job training, apprenticeship programs, mentoring programs, to really help these young people develop not just the skills, the patience, but also the characters to be full citizens in our great democracy. But I'm glad to see that she's spending her time in the community trying to at least preach the gospel of getting our young people to work and respect one another.
Well, are you hearing from people in the Democratic Party that they're aware of this effort?
I think in certain areas where she's been to Philadelphia, I believe she's been out in the heartland and talking about it. You know, one of the jobs that I think the Republicans have to do a little bit better than they've done in the past is that they need to call in some of the community-based leaders, call in some of the members of the Black Caucus and others who may work with the Bush administration on these initiatives, work with the National Urban League, work with NAACP, LULAC, La Raza, and the Hispanic organization, and really form those public private partnerships.
Reverend Watkins, why isn't it registering on anybody's screen that she's doing this?
Well, this is often the case with good things. It's the bad stuff, the bad news, and the arguing that we hear most about. I mean, what dominates the news media, of course, is all the things that don't ultimately help the American people move forward. This is something that helps move America forward. And when people who are having the toughest time in America are able to do better, we all win. Everybody wins.
All right. Reverend Joseph Watkins, who is an advisor to President Bush's 2004 campaign, and Democratic political strategist Donna Brazile. Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks so much, Juan.
Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Juan. Every week, you'll hear from Juan and some of our Washington insiders right here on Political Corner.